This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Carmen has a question about a couple of the titles for Jesus in Scripture. She says, can you explain why Jesus is called both the Son of Man and the Son of God in the Bible? And the one she's especially unsure of is how to reconcile Jesus as the Son of Man.
Well, let me give a common understanding that I think is not all wrong, and then give you a more sophisticated historical understanding. The common understanding would be that the Son of God implies his deity, which it does, and the Son of Man implies his humanity, which it does. He was the Son of Man, that is, a human being. And he is the Son of God in that he has always existed as the eternally begotten one who comes forth from the Father forever, always has, always will. Second person of the Trinity with all the divine natures fully in him. And he's born of a virgin with a human father who didn't have sex with this virgin until Jesus was conceived. So he's conceived of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary, and thus is human, fully human. The Bible wants to emphasize that he's fully human. So that's the common understanding. He's both divine and he's human, two natures, one person. Divine nature, human nature, one person, Jesus Christ. Now, the more sophisticated and important historical insight is that the term Son of Man doesn't merely align him with humanity, because it's probably taken from Daniel 7. If you read Daniel 7, the Son of Man is a very exalted figure, not just human figure, but exalted figure. It was Jesus' favorite self-designation. If you do study of the term Son of Man in the Gospels, he didn't refer to himself often as Son of God. He referred to himself often as Son of Man. He said things like Mark 10:45, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So he calls himself Son of Man very often. I think the reason he did is because on the face of it, Son of Man is an ordinary phrase for human being. He was born of a man. So no offense there. Who isn't a Son of Man? But those with ears to hear could hear Daniel 7, in which he was claiming a very exalted role in the history of redemption, and he meant to do that. So that he was very subtle in that he was always opening his identity for those with eyes to see, but he wasn't opening it so blatantly that everybody would come and make him king. He had to steer a very narrow course between openly saying, I'm the Messiah, I'm the king of the world, come and acknowledge me as king. He didn't talk like that. He was quiet, he was subtle, and he would make claims explicit in certain settings and implicit in other settings, and only when the time was right, namely when he was on trial for his life, and they said, are you the Christ, the Son of the living God? And he said, I am, and you will see the Son of Man coming with great power and glory. So he confessed his open deity right at the point where he knew he would be crucified for it. So I hope that's helpful, that Son of Man, I'm not sure just what, do you, Bob, have any better idea what she might have been stumbling over in the term Son of Man?
I pretty much read it to you, so.
Okay, I hope that helps, that Son of Man has that double meaning of human and, read Daniel 7, exalted heavenly one, and he means to communicate both of those.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.